My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is having nightmares and is not the only one suicidal. Belinda says if she can't have Davin, she will jump a bridge. As he counsels her, he needs to clean up the mess at the porn company. What mess? Listen and find out.
Belinda, there are so many reasons I can't do that. The one you should concern yourself with is that I'm still not sure about you. About us. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, if I can't be with you, then I guess there's no reason for living again. Meeting will be the best idea you have always wanted to meet me, so why now?
Wait a minute.
Because I always did want to meet her.
I know, but she's no... saying she's got no reason to live?
Yeah, now she's
suicidal?
Listen, bitch, that's my car. I freaked out Pip Helix with some very creepy stuff.
Yes, fake Davin was getting suicidal, and he was...
Drinking. And I had my gun.
And I'm sitting
some
there going...
creepy shit I wrote.
Very, very dark
talking
stuff.
Talking about, like, the cold steel.
Uh-huh,
and then being a drunken gun lunatic that I am, I shot my flat screen.
Elvis, get away from that screen. But it was freaking me out. It's like, oh, there's a dark person living inside Davin.
There really is. I did not say ever. I said right now. I'm just getting to know Belinda. My dreams, my situation, because remember, I had bad dreams where every time I went there, Agnes morphed into something and I died.
Yes.
And I wrote these really freaky nightmares, which freaked you out.
Yeah. No, they were very involved and they were very, like, great metaphors for what was going to happen.
But I couldn't place my finger on what was wrong and why I had these feelings.
Why do these monsters always have Agnes's face?
I am just getting to know Belinda, my dreams, my situation. I'm working New Year's Eve. I do not know enough about you. You still are not telling me everything. You still can't produce pictures even though you use a phone that is capable of it. Shall I go on? Now remember, I know there's been a dude feeding her lines.
Yes.
I know, and this has not come out. I've told you everything. No, you haven't.
No, you haven't, because we heard on the phone the guy saying, no, say this.
She goes, I will give you the pictures. Don't worry. You want me with a graphic, right? Like at the date. That's
yeah.
What you meant. I go, a graphic. I want proof of life. I want you and your daughter. I want you to be honest with me. I want to know who you are. She's got to run. Talk to you later.
I'll get the manager.
I got a shift change.
I'll run.
I will be honest. I will do exactly what you want to. Talk to you later. Then this is on Belinda's status update on Facebook. There will be no more living for me if you can't be with me. That will be the end of my life.
Now, this is what Belinda's saying, and you're the only Facebook friend?
Yep.
So now she's threatening suicide?
Listen, my fake love is a very strange, toxic, passionate concoction.
If those of you without video cannot see me rolling my eyes back into my head.
Listen, real me is quite repulsive.
No, but...
Fake me.
Fake you.
Porn writing, suicidal, recovering alcoholic, adulterer on the internet, comedian, Davin.
Fluffer.
No, that's with Flory.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Comedian Davin is very charming. I go, I just saw your status update. What is that about?
Bunch yeah.
Of marks. What I mean is if you can't be with me, then I will have to jump a bridge and die. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
I go, really? The girl who says when there is life, there is hope? Because she told me that.
Yeah.
The girl who has a daughter? Where do you have to go? She comes back about 45 minutes later. I go, a little calmer now? She goes, yeah, kind of. How are you? I go, just another day in paradise. I have two suicidal women on my hands.
Oh.
Well, because she knows about my ex-girlfriend, Flory, who came back.
Oh, that's right.
Who came back for the money. She goes, who's the other person? Your wife, I guess? I go, no, my ex who wants money.
Yes.
She goes, yeah, I remember. She's still on you? Oh, yeah. Can you blame her, LOL? She goes, I guess not. I go, so what's up with jumping off the bridge?
Yeah.
She goes, tell you the truth, because I love you and I get the feeling you want to leave me. There is no life for me. If you go, I would have to jump the bridge before you go. I think it's a little melodramatic.
Well, I mean...
Yeah,
it is, but it's also, you know, I'm sorry, you know, if this, pretending this is real, you have a daughter. What the fuck are you thinking?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Like, but she's like, real me pours into this sometimes. Like, fake me and be dick, fuck it, I can't blame you. But I lose myself in this story to make it real.
Well, I there has to be an element of suspending disbelief so that you can have a real... alluring in conversation with this person, because if you were 100% cynical dick, you wouldn't be having these conversations
right.
this long. So you have to allow yourself to say, okay, provided this is all true and this is how you really feel, what would I do with this information?
She goes, you have a daughter to live for. I did not say I was going to leave you. My daughter and you are the reason I continue to live. I go, okay, your daughter should be way ahead of me. She goes, so what's up with you?
Chris says she could only find Todd Bridges.
She could only find what?
Todd Bridges. To jump off of.
He's dead, isn't he?
No, that was the... No, Todd Bridges is alive, isn't he? It was the little guy that died.
So he should be in somebody's death pool.
And Trucker Tom says, Belinda didn't jump. More proof that she can't commit.
You know, Tom's on fire right now.
I know.
She goes, I go, just talking to you and thinking about many things. She goes, things like what? You, me, messes to clean up, changes to make. What mess are you cleaning up? I go, plenty. I still need to figure out who exactly you are and what exactly I'm going to tell my company. Because remember, I am grooming. This is my porn company.
That's right.
I am one of their best writers. I am grooming my highly esteemed protege, Agnes, a female writer who shows such potential with lines like, a dick in the back.
You got to look up our old shows and catch some of the porn writing episodes. Oh, my God.
Yes. She goes, do they have a picture of me? I go, why?
Why would they have a picture of her?
She goes, why are you figuring out what to tell them? They do have a job for me already. Of course, because you are a good writer. She goes, well, I can write from here for you to them if they really want me. I go, no, you should do it directly for them because what you have written has been so good. Now sarcasm. She goes, and how do I directly get to them? I go, well, the first thing you need is the first thing you need is a topless photo. It's just standard procedure.
Why not? Why not? A dick in the back is worth two in the bush, Chris says.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.